Today is the 5th of May 2013.
Yeah.
And we're here to interview Judith Rosenberg. Judith, can I start by asking you where you were born, when you were born, and what was your name at birth?
Yeah. Now, this I can tell you. I was born in 1922 in Győr. G-Y-O-R is the town in Hungary. It is the town nearest to Vienna. It's in the north part of Hungary.
And can you tell us a little about your family life before everything changed?
When you are very young, you feel you only know the people who you mix with or your mother and dad mix with. And you think the whole world is like that. But it's taken us years to realize that some people are rich, some people are poor. You know how people are. But when you are young, you are involved with your own life, you know. And I had a sister who was 3 years younger. And I really just don't know what to tell you. I thought life was wonderful. And I thought everybody lived like that. It took me years to realize everybody does not live like that, you know.
What did your father do?
My father, now, I think you call it here, had a sawmill. We bought timber from forest, and they cut it into slices in different ways. And in those days, we had horses, and Hungary, there was no cars. So there were carriages made, but it's not for smartness as you imagine it, you know, from the word. It was for delivering coal and to the houses. You know, the coal man came, he had the coal in sacks and a carriage. I don't know whether that's the right expression.
Like a cart?
A cart, yes. You tell me, because I don't want to make it feel that, you know, it was something highfalutin.
Right.
That was his business. He was a coal merchant and had a sawmill, and timber that he cut that was for building houses, to building these carts, to building between all sorts of building material. You must remember that was in the 1920s. Mm. Mm. It's a long time back. Everything was built by timber. Mm-hmm. And the sawmill cut up the timber first into, let's say, it was centimeters, it wasn't inches, mm-hmm. you know. So it was in 10 centimeters, 5 centimeters thick things. And we loved it. And we loved to go there as kids to play, because having horses, we had hay lofts, and you could slide down the hay lofts. You know, I mean, it's totally different from what you imagine life to be.
Absolutely. And what was your surname in those days?
My surname was Weinberger. And I always remember when things became difficult at home, and I was still in the gymnasium. That's called the gymnasium here. But it's not a sport type of school. It's Latin based.
Yes, and more, we would call it a grammar school.
A drama, yes. And I was there till I was 18 and had hires. But by the time I had my hires, there was what they called a numerus clausus. Only 5% of Jewish people were allowed to stay at higher schools. You know, that was in 1940.
And then what happened? Because things must have started changing noticeably then.
Things were
then
standing already before. In those days, there was no television. And we were very lucky to have a radio, because my father listened to it. I wasn't all that interested, but the things became more and more tense. I only know because father always said, you must study, because I can only give you what is in your head. I won't be always here to look after you, you know. And that made us feel that things were difficult. Then I heard fathers listening to Hitler. And do you know, there's a program just now, I think, called Quest and Freeview. It's about Hitler and his henchmen. How different things are now as when I have known it. People are very afraid of the word Hitler even, you know.
Really?
Yes, yes, Yeah, you can't help being conscious because Hungary was always an anti-Semitic country. They called them Nyilas Keresztes. It was not Hakenkreuz in German, but Nyil is a, you know, a pointer.